WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello out there. This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM, also heard on 102.9 FM and as a podcast on the internet, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Got a show for you this evening.
Yes, we have a show. Definitely.
We have a show. Is the one thing we're sure of is that we are going to do a show tonight.
Yes, for better or worse.
We've got Vexine with us tonight. Hey, Vexine.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
What's shaking?
I don't know. What's shaking?
Keep dropping my phone.
Keep dropping your phone? Now, Roger, you got a nice new computer in there.
I know, and it's blocking half the window.
I was going to say, the only downside of it so far is I can't see your face.
I know. Well, that's some people would say that's a good
not
thing.
Not me.
But.
No, I would not say that. I would not say that at all. But yeah, and then hopefully the next step is one in here, because this one isn't doing anything right now.
Yeah, well, you know, one step at a time.
And I've got my nicotine patch on, but I don't have my Facebook patch on, so I don't know how to deal with that addiction right now.
Uh-oh. I didn't know they made a Facebook patch.
I don't know if they do or not, but I'm just saying I don't have one on.
Okay.
And I wish I did right now, because...
Spoofco.
Spoofco should make
Spoofco
a Facebook...
Spoofco needs to make a Facebook patch. I think so. Yeah, that's your challenge there, Sean.
I'm gonna get Grandpa on it.
Get Grandpa on it.
Get Grandpa
yes,
on it. All right then.
Now you guys, Vexine, you guys brought a box with you. It's a little package. It's wrapped. It looks like it was delivered.
Over, yeah.
There's some paper in here, and then what are these things?
Oh my goodness!
In the box here,
they're what you call compact discs.
Yeah, they look kind of like coasters.
Where do you put the needle?
Yeah, where do you?
I know. Well, you gotta open it.
So it's like smaller than it's not a 45.
Yeah,
right. It's not. It's not a 78.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a long play.
That's right.
So how do you work one of these?
Well, you got to get it out first. That's kind of the first.
That's the hardest part.
Getting it out of the cell phone. That's always been the hard part of CDs. I feel like.
Yeah.
We paid extra for the little strip of tape on it. You know, the part that really makes you want to go.
Why did I pay for the extra strip of tape?
I know, we did it for fun. Just to be passive aggressive.
So, yeah, that is the new CD. The new passive aggressive CD.
So we're being enablers, aren't we?
That's right. We're having fun with you.
Well, I'm not going to try to open it now because I feel like that would be bad radio. But I'll open it later and check it out.
It's a great sight gag, though.
Yeah. So, Vexine, you guys are dropping a new album, I guess, huh?
Yep.
It's a ticket.
That's the ticket.
It's our record.
Fantastic. When you guys first came on the show in March, you guys had just became Vexine.
Yeah, that
so
was our
a little less than
our first appearance. We hadn't even played our first gig yet.
Yeah.
So that was our first gig, man.
It was your first gig. Yeah. It was your first gig.
We got busy on after that, and we recorded this record throughout the summer. And
put the final touches on it not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go in a studio and do it, or did you do it like in your bathroom? Or
yeah, a little bit of both.
Both?
Yeah. Yeah, we went in over at Snake Oil to do... Dano Deckelman, to do about four of the songs, four or five of the songs.
Yeah, and at the time we were still... We were still the Velvet Marias at the time.
We started doing a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta talk loud back there.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey!
Okay, from the back there.
Come on, join us.
We were still the Velvet Marias at the time, and we went in and started some of this stuff, and then we figured that... you know, we wanted to go in a little bit of a different direction, and we kind of talked amongst one another, and, you know, we went, a different route, and we changed the name, and here we are.
Yeah.
So we took some of that stuff, and then we also went into our own studio, studios.
Yeah, the
Paul's shed and
your place
and our place. Yeah,
and we did the rest of it. So
did the rest of it sort of in house.
Right.
Well, very nice. Because you're recording a few other projects at your house too, correct? I hear about it sometimes.
Yeah, you know, we've worked with Santa Maria Brothers. Mm-hmm. Worked with
Loversville.
Loversville has come in.
Mm-hmm. I get a question. How'd you end up meeting the Santa Maria Brothers?
Well, it was an interesting thing. These guys just sort of kind of showed up at my doorstep one day.
Uh-huh. In baskets by a store.
And I adopted them.
Oh, yeah. Very nice, very nice.
Like a pet.
And two of them I've got at the same time. They just kind of showed up.
You had a coupon.
It's crazy how stuff like that works. Yeah. Crazy how stuff like that works. Well, guys, it is time to take our first little break, but we're going to be back with some live stripped down acoustic versions. Yes. Half acoustic stripped down versions of some of the tunes off the album, correct?
Yes.
All right. And a couple things before we get a break to tell you about. Next week at the Republic, we do have a good show. We got Floodwall and the Northerners going to be at the Republic next Wednesday. Come see us. And then coming up this month of January, Music Review at Tobacco Company. We've got 6-7, Legion of Doom, Toxic Moxie, and Lightfields going to be doing the review this month. So make sure you join us there. But right now, this is Downbeat Switch. They're going to be having an album, be looking for it very soon, shortly too. But this is them live here on Radio Rubber Room with The Light.
Señor, me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
I got so drunk at that party, I can't remember if I used a condom with that girl last night.
Are you a man that has found himself in this situation? It's not your fault you can't handle those orange crushes and forgot about birth protection, and now you fear you and the half-gorilla woman beast in your bed may have conceived child. There's nothing I can do about it now. Guess I'll have to get married. Just you wait now. There is something you can do. New from Spoof Co., the makers of Man Doll, comes Male Plan B, the morning after plan for men.
That's amazing! The morning after plan for men?
That's right. Now you can solve all your problems and rid the world of years of looking at whatever is growing inside that woman's womb. That is a woman, right? Just take male plan B the next morning or up to 2 years later, and all possibilities of you having a child are eradicated. Male Plan B uses cancer-free gamma-ray technology to send out a beam of radiation custom-designed to seek and destroy all traces of extraneous DNA in up to a 14-mile radius. Distance may vary by region.
Wow, I'm feeling less like I'm going to have a kid already. Thanks, Male Plan B, for helping push off responsibility for just a little while longer.
Do not take Male Plan B if you have a child, a mother, a father, siblings, aunt, cousins, first, second, third, even twice removed, uncles, grandparents, and siblings. Do not take Male Plan B if you plan on having children in the next 4 decades. Have had a cold in your lifetime. Have drank any liquids for 40 days. Or have heard of the cereal bran flakes. Male Plan B may cause harm to relatives, dislocated testicle syndrome, or DTS, and quadriplegia. Male Plan B may also cause quarantine zone, swelling of the left pinky toe, and radioactive zombie babies. Male Plan B. Thank you. Male Plan B. Be reckless.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and hair. You rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. He said, why did you
That was I'm No Good by Vexine live here on Radio Rubber Room.
Hello.
Hi there.
Well, hello.
That was Amy Winehouse.
That was one fancy chord on the end of that song there.
Oh, you like that?
Little, 13, little 13 chord, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah. It's, nine? One of those jazz chords.
Jazz type chords, dude.
It's a Mel Bay book chord.
It's like the end of the mystery kind of chord, you know?
Yeah, like
you feel sadness and tension both at the same time.
Whatever.
That just makes me feel dark.
So how's it feel, though? You got to have these all pressed up. How do you guys feel about this?
Oh, man. We put so much into that and so many hours and all the planning. I've got to tell you, it's like a huge weight off of us because we put so much into it.
We can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can unlock the guns now.
Yeah, you what?
You can unlock the guns now.
That's exactly
that's right.
You can. And we have something to peddle, you know. We've been doing the shows. People have listened to the songs live, but now they can kind of, you know, take another twist to it because of the recordings are a little bit different. And
they can play it in their car now.
Yeah, they can play it in their car.
Buy it now.
And they can buy it. It is for sale.
What is
one of these finely polished things going for? Price wise,
$8.
$8.
$8. Stick to an $8 price point.
That's a heck of a deal.
I know. 10 songs for $8. You can't go wrong.
So that's like
cheaper than iTunes.
Buy 8, get 2 free.
That's exactly what.
Exactly.
It is.
That's it. Yeah. If you buy the record, it's $8. Right. If you do song by song, it's probably more.
Right.
Yeah. And exactly. So what other mediums is it going to be available on? Because I'm sure internet.
It'll be on iTunes, Amazon,
CD Baby.
Of course, we'll do the online sales, and then there's some streaming sites like Spotify and stuff that it should be up on pretty soon. It'll be a couple weeks when we get that done.
And we're working on
Shark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and of course, Vexine.com, we're going to be putting up an e-commerce site, you know, to be selling it there as well for both download and physical copy, and then more merch.
And you can actually... they're not for download yet, but you can sample a few tracks at Vexine.com right now.
And on Reverb Nation.
And on Reverb Nation.
If you go there and search us, you'll find the songs posted for listening. So
very nice. That's and then cool. Also, I hear rumors that there's going to be, now these aren't available yet, but I hear there is going to be a party.
Yes.
Where they're going to be first available.
CD release event will be held at the Tobacco Company on January 25th. We have an opener. Rick Schaefer is going to be opening up for us. He plays 9:30 to 10:30, and then we go on. But during that time, we're going to have a little party going on. So we'll have a lot of fun stuff, and it's free.
There's no cover. Just come and have a good time and pick up some stuff of ours, CD, shirts, and things like that.
And you'll be well oiled by the time you go on, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be
lovely.
We'll be primed and pumped.
It's going to be a party. We're very excited.
Now, you said there's going to be other things going on. What would those be?
You're
going to make a cake?
I'm making a cake.
You're making a cake?
No, yeah.
Sarah Gleason makes incredible cakes.
Yeah. I'm going to come out of cake retirement for one night. Yeah.
Is this going
but on? We're also going to do photos, kind of a little red carpet section. It's going to be for photos with people, and it's a good way for people to get in touch with us, meet us, and get their names and email addresses so that we can keep in touch with them. So
kind of a little silly booth kind of a thing, you know, where yeah. they can go get silly, get their picture taken, mm-hmm. and
props.
We'll props. Get props and, you know, rubber chickens and boas and crowns and...
I'm there.
this, I do hope you're there.
You had me at rubber chicken. I was on the fence before rubber chicken.
This tested well with the focus groups. I assure you.
Are you guys planning on having costume party members?
I think so. Yes, I think you should absolutely come in a costume.
I think costume is good. You know, it's so funny. He's hiding around the corner.
I know. He's just this little quiet voice.
This little quiet voice comes around. Hello.
I'm holding like six things so that I can actually get into the radio show.
And for once, you actually need to get closer to the mic, Sean.
Closer.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, take the sock out of your mouth.
So usually he's like eating the microphone and it's distorting, but not anymore.
You have no idea how hard it is for me to talk and also go eh, at the same time. Like a really good ability that I have.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
I can hear your brain.
I'm getting mildly shocked the whole time that we do this show.
That's good.
Just put the tinfoil hat
good
on.
It's good for you. It's good to a character builder, kid.
Yeah, yeah. Got feelings, so that helps out.
It's a good thing that the speaker cable and the what do you call these things? Headphone cables are very low wattage.
Mm-hmm. Next week you're going to tell me that I need to swallow the microphone whole so that it'll pick up.
Well, that's a totally different thing, but
hopefully.
Snap a picture there, Roger.
Just to wear your foil hat.
Luckily, this microphone is only the size of a small pill. So
a small horse pill.
Yeah. I could get it down with just barely sip of water. And then I'll come in super clear.
Never mind.
I think maybe... Like I said, I can hear your brain, but I'm not sure if everyone else can pick on it. I just, you know, pick up on it. I know uh-huh. you fairly well. But I'm thinking maybe the microphone into your ear, and we can just hear your thoughts, and you won't even have to talk.
You just resonate from your skull.
Yeah.
I took my shoes off, so I think that sound is actually the microphone dying.
That's fair.
That's why the mirrors and the windows over there are so fogged up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought I was just tired, but I see like kind of the waves you see on a hot summer day over the pavement. I see that, and I thought I was just a little tired, but maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. It could be.
It's definitely a powerful hallucinogen. My socks.
it's starting to hit me. You guys feel that yet? Or?
I can actually. It's coming from. He's in a closet, isn't he?
Pretty much. Basically. Well, actually, it's bigger than his room, which is a closet. Actually,
I saw his room for the first time today.
Did you?
I saw the Millennium Falcon for the first
time.
Did
you
today.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite the sight to behold.
It didn't take long.
Suspended by fishing line from the ceiling?
No, it's actually like structured.
Oh.
There's a structure there.
Yeah.
His room is the Millennium Falcon, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hiding in the little.
If they were, I missed it.
But these are not the droids you're looking for.
Okay. Now, Sarah, you're a decorator too, right?
Yes. Yes.
I'd love for you to take a look at Sean's room and see what you think of it.
There is not enough money.
I know exactly what we're going to do. We're going to paint it black and we're going to take the lights out.
Could go with that. Mm-hmm. Could go with that.
You don't get a lot of Star Wars requests in that industry?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah?
You would be surprised, yes. Entire display rooms around Star Wars. People are serious.
Yeah, they are.
My sister had Yoda as the top of her Christmas tree this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was glorious. She got lightsaber, what do you call them, ice pop makers?
Oh.
They're lightsabers.
Lightsabers.
Gone too far, sister.
We'll
now,
look for her.
Now, other than CD release, a couple other gigs going on as well, too.
Right.
Coming up, right?
Yeah, so...
Tell us a little bit about those.
Like we were just talking about that. We've got gigs coming up at the Grill on the 15th and the... And March 1st and 22nd of February, we're at Post Pub.
Well, let's not
and
forget
then
that
we're back at Tobacco Company.
Oh,
you're
let's
right.
Not
yes.
forget the morning of the CD release party, the morning of the 25th, January 25th. It's a Friday. We're going to be on Virginia this morning again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's always a fun time on CBS 6.
So those guys do a great job. I've been down there 3 times now in the last few months.
Yeah.
And they're just like, bam, 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 bam. They know what the heck they're doing.
What's his name? Is it John Ives?
It is Nate, like you said.
Yeah,
they're on top of it.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're nice. They're not freaky or anything.
They're real treats.
You got to go now. There's none of that. Not like us.
I wish some people could have seen that just then. It was awesome.
It's a good thing this is radio.
You
guys are coaching each other in there, you know. It's like, nobody's seeing it except us. So.
But they always treat us really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they have us on pretty regular.
Well, very good, guys. It is time to get to another break. We're going to be back with another live tune from Vexine and more talking to the gentleman and the lovely lady here. But a couple announcements, too. Don't forget, this Wednesday, the Republic Flood Wall and the Northerners, and then the Richmond Music Review at Tobacco Company. Speaking of Tobacco Company, January 20th with 6-7, Legion of Doom, which, sir, I believe your son plays the funky bass in that.
Actually, he plays guitar in that.
Oh, yeah, he does. You're right. He does play a guitar in that.
He's a bass player playing guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling me out on that detail. Legion of Doom, Toxic Moxie, and Lightfields, the January 20th at Tobacco Company. But right now, this is the Dream Machine with I Want It here on Radio Rubber Room.
Señor, me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm going to show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're going to love it. Today, I'm going to be making some of my dank cornbread. It's great when you want bread and corn, but you only want to eat one thing. The first thing you need is two main ingredients, bread and corn. I like a lot of different kinds of breads, so sometimes it's hard for me to difficult to decide. Today I decided to go with English muffins. That counts as bread, right? Man, those Englanders make some flat muffins. Toast those bad boys and butter and jelly them. Oh yeah, that's the stuff. Where was I at again? Oh damn, the cornbread. So right, take some bread and add corn. I prefer popcorn because it's crunchy and I love the butteriness of it. Remember, it's always okay to snack a bit while baking. Now some secret ingredients come into play. Some of my secrets are watermelon juice and coriander. Man, that's a cool word. Wouldn't it be cool if I named my son Coriander? Coriander the Avenger. Austin. Okay, wrap that thing up tight, place the unit in front of like a loudspeaker or something, and play Dark Side of the Moon. Make sure it's on vinyl. Cool. Hang some posters around it or something. Colorfulness is crucial. Now, sometimes when you're eating cornbread, you find yourself wanting to dip it in like stuff. So I'm gonna make some great dipping sauce. Start with one can of beer and add one shot of whiskey. Throw in some wine and avocado and melted cheese and avocado. That's right, avocado two times. By now, the record should be about done, so start dipping. It's awesome to dip, slosh it around in the liquid, make it moist, but not too moist. Cornbread is best enjoyed with cartoons.
Once, quite by chance, there was an extraordinary old universe of worlds and wonder of
Cornbread. I love me some cornbread.
Moving through this universe, the cornbread was a familiar old world of cities and streets, of trees and cars. And there, in an ordinary...
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number one. Hang out with me, Sean Austin, in public as much as possible. Hey, Sean Austin, want to hang out with me? And I'm all like, wow.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy?
I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds.
Incredible.
30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it,
touch it.
30-second energy.
It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds.
Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria. An inflated sense of self-worth.
Awesome.
And a desire to do it every 30 seconds.
So extreme.
You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood! 30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden,
grow a garden,
learn Japanese,
sayonara,
shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months,
advanced development.
30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain,
extreme,
making you impervious to batons,
mace, yeah,
and tasers. Bullets?
Bullets?
What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants,
babies,
and the deceased.
Zombies!
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice
extreme,
rapid
yeah,
weight
yeah,
loss, appetite suppression, and extreme,
extreme death.
You'll love 30-second energy so much,
yeah,
you'll sell your car, your house,
your family.
Who needs them? Guaranteed, or your money
yeah,
back.
Money back guaranteed.
Side effects include
bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss,
rapid aging,
incarceration,
death,
immaculate conception,
yeah,
purgatory, exploding
eyeballs,
yeah, super death,
athlete's foot,
extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence, and partial death leading to full
yeah,
death.
You're gonna die.
Never need to smash through a brick wall with your face.
Smash your face.
30-second energy.
Rise.
Inject it right into your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah. 30 seconds of energy
yeah,
right into your
extreme,
chest.
Extreme. Extreme.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week.
many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Well, I'm just minding my own business, ain't got nothing much to say. Then I saw you on the corner, just a look in my way, and I think you might be broken by the look in your eyes. And so I took you into Pete's to try to settle you down. I hate to see a good man looking so down. Have you seen me lately? I've been making the rounds. And we're all left behind, out of sight, Lord, and out of mind. Oh, and if you see me lately, I'm just making the rounds. Well, it's been a few years since the last we met, and I heard that you were something of a big success. And I went to that big party in your house on the hill. Oh, but everything that rises must converge, and I caught that awful bug, and then I just got the urge to swim another lap round your underwater stage. And we're all left behind, out of sight, Lord, and out of mind. Oh, and if you see me, darling, I'm just making the ride. Minding my own business, ain't got nothing much to say. Then I saw you on the corner, just a look in my way, and I think you might be broken. Why do you look so surprised? And we're all left behind, out of sight, looking out of mind. Oh, and if you see me, darling, I'm just making. If you see me, darling, I'm just making. And if you see me, darling, I'm just making the rounds.
That was Left Behind by Vexine Live here on Radio Rubber Room. That's one of your guys' tunes that is on the album, correct? Correct?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah, Paul wrote that one about the, what was it? The
housing crisis.
The housing crisis.
Oh, yeah. It's the last song on the record. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is a pretty swell, somebody's doing some scat in that song right there.
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do. Yeah, that's the sing-along
part.
That's
technically the scat, yeah, I guess so.
It's do-do-do-do, yeah.
But in the inside his head, he wants to go bitty pop wop da pop pop.
Right.
Well, we can insert a microphone in there and see what's going on if you like.
Inside his brain, you can figure it out.
A womp bam boo bop a womp bam boo.
Tutti frutti.
Oh, Rudy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
God, man.
Scary musicians, man.
Scary.
Musicians.
We're
every,
scary.
See, the thing is, just, everything's a song.
I'm just letting you guys roll with it. Just keep going. Go. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Everything's a song, right?
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. Everything triggers a tune in your head. At least with me. I don't know about mm-hmm. you guys. But.
It does.
So what are you singing now, huh?
Yeah, what's
I still got Tutti Frutti going through my head. Sorry.
I'll shove a microphone in your ear. I'll find out.
I'll shove a microphone in your ear. Don't you never disrespect me. I'll shove a glass in your mouth.
So that's how it was about the housing crisis, you said.
Yeah.
Swim
another lap around your underwater estate, baby.
Yeah.
It's one of the lines.
That's very good. That's good lyric writing.
Oh, thanks.
Paul Pierce is nothing if not a poet.
Nothing. That's I don't know if that's encouraging or not, but
oh no, it is indeed.
The hand motion does.
I have felt lately that the ownership that I have in my home is in question, and that song has comforted me.
Oh. You know, last time we were here you just bought a house, I thought.
Me?
I thought.
No, he's like, me?
No, what? He rents. He rents.
I lived in a shed, possibly.
Yeah, I don't know why that.
I live right in the corner.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I like to say this as profoundly as possible, that I live in the corner of Richmond's historic Jackson Ward.
Nice.
It is historic.
Mm-hmm. It has weight-bearing wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Back when they made wallpaper really thick.
Yeah.
The plumbing in my building is from
1901.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right back
when I was a youngin'. Very nice. So, guys, it is a new year. We're releasing the album fresh in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've just been through the new year. We've been through the end of the world, you know, recently.
Right. I have my own multiple
times.
We got another end on the way. So this is one on deck right now.
Oh, what is that one?
It's that big asteroid that's going around the sun.
That
one sounds a little more serious.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I mean,
it's got that window to go through. If it goes through the window, then we're screwed.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the next one we get to worry about.
So sweet. Cool. I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. You get to queue up your next anxiety.
I was wondering, what do I need to worry about next? You know,
that's right.
Asteroid. If you look at the cover of the CD. It kind of looks like an asteroid, doesn't it?
It's a burning bale of hay, though.
Yeah, actually,
I could see that, though.
It's a
George brings it.
It's a bale asteroid.
That's a good story.
He just lassoed the show and brought it back home.
There's a good story behind the cover of our record. You guys need to see it because we went out to Sarah and George's place out in the country and basically set this giant thing on fire and took all these pictures.
Mm-hmm. And, you guys are pyros.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we did it at night by a pond, so it was safe.
Oh, safe. You guys took safety precautions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, sure but did. Yeah, we still burned holes in our clothes.
You know,
this was a 1,000-pound bale of hay.
Yeah. One of those big round ones.
Really big.
I just want to make sure you guys are safe because you know what I want to say, safety third.
Yeah, safety third.
Safety third.
Well, our disaster planning was really quite good because the plan was basically whoever caught on fire got thrown in the lake, which was right there.
Yeah.
And rolled around in the mud, and then we'd be good. Well, you know.
And my dad and my brother were there, so.
And it's also really good for your complexion.
Oh, yeah.
See, a second thing. It wasn't just a disaster recovery plan. It was a beauty plan.
And it was a spa. You had a spa thing that's happening.
Like I always say, safety third.
Uh-huh.
First, have fun. Second, look good.
See?
It's just better to look good than to
then make sure you're safe.
So we have some good photos. We have some good photos in there as well. So it's.
Oh, yeah. PJ Sykes. Do you know PJ Sykes, the photographer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know
yes, he actually not only took the photos for this, but he also designed the jacket.
Yeah, he did the.
He did all the graphic work for it. So
we got some nice silhouette shots of.
Yes.
And somebody's got an axe, too.
That's yeah, that's Jorge with the axe.
And
actually, I brought safety. Up the axe and a shotgun.
Shotgun
didn't make the cut.
That was not part of the disaster recovery plan.
No.
It was there in case we needed it, though.
The zombie thing.
Fire break glass.
In case Sandy showed up.
Yeah.
And then someone's taking a shot.
Yeah, that's Mike, I think, drinking
the whiskey I brought.
Paul looks like a monster, and I'm like...
Did you just say Zambi?
Bambi?
Bambi.
Oh, I thought you said Zambi would be like... If Bambi were a zombie, it'd be Zambi. That's what I thought
you...
Man, I thought you said that, right, so there. That's where my mind went with that.
You know, because people awesome. Zombies, they're done.
So Zambi ate
kind of
his mother.
Zambi ate, yeah. Godzilla, no chance against Zambi.
What happened to Zumper?
Zumper and Zambi.
It's just going nowhere.
No, it's just going exactly where it needs to go.
That's right.
This is a Zen show if there ever was one.
Yes.
And so it's good to see also because one of the first rules of fire safety, too, is make sure you have whiskey.
Uh-huh. That's there right. There was enough.
So you're not afraid.
Can't have a good fire unless you have a lot of whiskey.
That was the vaccine boondoggle, yeah. I guess.
Boondoggle.
Out in the country.
So, right.
Well, very nice. And you guys did record a lot of it at Snake Oil. How'd you feel about Snake Oil?
Snake Oil was great.
Oh, it's
a great place. Daniel Deckelman, he really knows his stuff. He's got some great equipment and super professional. And so we did a lot of basic stuff there. And then we came back some tracks that we didn't record there. We at our house, at our studio, Sexual Chocolate Studios. Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the studio?
Yeah,
SCS. That is the name.
Sexual Chocolate.
That's the show.
We're just not going to let Eddie Murphy Enterprises know about that.
That's right.
He listens to the show, by the way.
He
might find out about it.
We have to switch it to SCS.
See, because they stole that, too, so you're all right. They stole all that.
So we have a triangulation going on here,
right? Exactly.
You can't sue me because then I'll get him to sue you suing me.
That's right.
See.
So anyway, last one on the show back. Here we go. We recorded some basic tracks at our house, and then to Paul's house. The shed. That's his studio name. And we do all the guitars and vocals there, and overdubbing.
We did keyboards in there.
Keyboards.
Yeah, so we have some guest musicians that came and played.
Yeah.
Julius Pittman did the big Leslie organ on some of the songs, and Nick Birkin did
Leslie
piano.
Saloon sounding piano. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a great job.
And then we had some, some other stuff. It's a fun listen, guys. It really.
Your wife is credited as being a whistler.
Yeah, my wife whistled.
Oh, she whistled on it.
She whistled on it.
My
neighbors.
Actually,
that's an East Tennessee whistle, baby. That is a whistle.
What track is that on?
It's on Left Behind.
She's on Left Behind. Okay. Yeah,
the one we just did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she's.
I would have whistled.
I can't whistle, man.
For sake of the show tonight.
She's that.
Yeah,
we can't do it. We sound like little birds.
That's a hog call and whistle.
Yeah. They hear you cross the hollow with that.
That's right.
Yeah,
and so, Richmond does have some very quality studios to choose from right now. Minimum Wage is putting out some good stuff. Obviously, Snake Oil is putting out some good stuff. Mm-hmm. How did you guys come with the decision to go to Snake Oil?
You know, I think we went down and talked to him. We talked to a couple of studios, but we actually went down and visited Dano, and you know, I think it was just the initial relationship that we built with him, the kinds of questions he asked. He was very interested in the project altogether. He was very interested in giving us what we wanted to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think what we wanted to get out of it was just a studio experience, learn some things about what we wanted to do with the record, and then decide, you know, what we wanted to do after that. So, and it really did pay off.
Let's be honest, he was economically priced as well.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. always an issue, yeah.
It was bad.
He wasn't the low guy on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't
combination of the two.
Right. Yeah.
And with this music scene, you know, that's happening here right now and some of the recognition it's getting, you know, with the bands, how important is it too to have all those other pieces that are so solid too, with all those recording studios and the sound guys that are doing great work in the city too to make everyone sound great as well.
Richmond's working it, man. I mean, we're
there's a lot of people putting out records right now, and it's a lot of different stuff, and that's what's so cool about it. You've got a lot of range.
Did you guys happen to catch that Style article that came out a couple weeks ago? Year 2013 being the year of Richmond music breaking.
No, I didn't see that.
That was a pretty good article.
Oh, gonna have to
probably still online somewhere. Just all the different aspects that are going on.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, we're doing a CD release. Yeah, I think T Division it was out on Style.
You know, Splendid Sons is coming out with something. Barrel House did their release
last
week.
They just got one done. Mm-hmm.
Southern Bells.
I mean, there's a ton of...
Southern Bells.
Yeah, that's tonight album. Or when is that?
Oh, that's been out for a couple months, 2 months now?
Two months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great album.
So there's and you know, the spectrum of genres out there that are releasing music,
mm-hmm.
and all the variety is really encouraging as well.
Yeah. We finally classified ourselves. We finally have a genre.
Oh, is it the sexy, soulful, edgy rock?
No, we changed that because the boys felt...
That's so 2012.
That was so 2012, Sean.
Which part did you take out?
Now we're alternative blues.
Alt blues.
That's the genre that is...
Alternative blues?
You mean that's the real pigeonhole.
Can I make a suggestion? Go back to the old genre?
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. They don't like saying sexy, soulful, edgy rock.
Sexy.
Say it, Mike.
Why are you pointing at me? I didn't have a problem.
Say it. Say
everyone
it. Say it.
Just looked
say it.
At Mike.
Say it. Say it with me, Mike.
Mike, say sexy. It. Sexy, soulful, sexy. Edgy rock.
Feels good, right?
Hey.
I feel sexy.
It sounds good. Even better with like a Latin accent.
Muy macho, sexy.
You're standing next to me. That's true.
Oh, your Latinness is coming off. Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
It felt good, though. I mean, it felt
you're
good.
Not that
I've been falsely accused. I just want to have that said.
Well, you know, I think part of it is that if you say alternative blues, people kind of go, okay, I got that. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds business.
It sounds better than
like
say.
The music biz. But when all right, you say, so, you know, sexy, edgy, soulful rock,
you can't even say it.
He can't even say it right. That's why he wants to say something else.
Sexy, soulful, alternative blues. Let's compromise.
Sexy, alternative, sexy. Alt-sex.
Sexy Susie.
Or alt-sexy.
Alt-sexy, man.
Alternative, sexy, rock, blues.
Alternative, sexy, blues. Kitchen. Oh, well, you know, I could get by that. You know, we came here.
That sounds like a spoof.
That's what we're here for. We're not just pretty faces.
That's right.
Well, Sean is, but...
The man we can't see in the box that you keep him in the box.
Yeah.
Bring him out at 10 o'clock at night.
For now.
We throw him some pellets once in a while.
I'm gonna flex and bust out of here sometime soon.
Kind of like a G.I. Joe power band.
But yeah, so many great albums coming out of the city right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Downbeat Switches should be having theirs finished up very soon.
Mm.
This could go on. You know, and obviously...
I'm hearing these crazy noises from all over the place.
Yeah. Somebody just got a text.
Paul won't cut his phone off.
I'm sorry, man. I got, like...
He's tweeting.
It's fair.
Excuse me?
You got to.
Yeah. Oh.
I know you've been working... Soundstorm's been working in your studio a little bit, correct?
A little bit? Yet. We're
not
talking
yet.
Talking
about it.
And, yeah, I'm hoping to get him in there sometime soon. And of course, that would just be a fantastic project to get around.
Oh, they're so much fun. I love those guys.
You got to work and out gal. Security deposit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I am doing sound for them, though, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
At tobacco company.
A tobacco company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how privy you are to it, but me and young Gabe have been involved in a project together recently.
Do tell, darling.
I don't know. I think he is embarrassed by the viewing of breasts in the video.
Viewing.
That perhaps he has not
Did
shared
you put
it.
Gabe in a video with... Boobies?
They're not in the same clip.
Oh.
Not in the same clip.
Maybe that's why he's keeping it from me.
Does he not? Is there some kind of strange thing there?
Oh, no.
Like the boob barrier?
No.
It's the boob barrier.
It's the daddy thing. He doesn't want to share anything like that with Dad.
Well, it is definitely something that is there to help strengthen the Richmond music scene.
Well, hey, look, you know what? You can share it with me, though.
Since the cat is out of the bag, yeah.
Perhaps it is something that we will check out.
You can show him over the break, Sean. You can show him over the break. It is time to take another break, play a tune. But don't forget, this Wednesday at the Republic, Floodwall in the Northerners, and then the music review on the 20th, 6-7. Another Santa Maria family in Legion of Doom, Toxic Moxie, and Lightfields is the lineup for this month's music review. Right now, this is Murphy's Kids with Hands On. We'll be back.
Girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. I'm gonna take you higher. Girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm gonna take you higher. Higher.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room.
Yeah.
Always broadcasting live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, WHAN 1430.
Well, you know, we do have the website now. The website's active finally.
102.9. Oh, what, streaming?
No, not streaming. Just the website. Instead of just going to our website is under construction for the last 2.5 years.
Oh, the WHAN one?
WHANradio.com.
But not streaming live on it yet.
Of course not. Yeah. You know, one thing at a time. Baby steps.
Okay.
We just got FM two summers ago.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help but notice that there is a gentleman in there that is wearing a Deep Grooves T-shirt.
Yeah.
You're very perceptive as always, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to find someone that knows more about records from the 70s than myself.
Not many.
An impossible feat so far.
I think,
far.
Yeah.
You need to
get in front of a mic.
You need to talk to Josh.
Josh Santa Maria.
He's the one that gave me the Deep Groove T-shirt. He's an avid collector of
'80s
LP vinyl.
I have just myself recently convinced him to be listening to the Beach Boys.
What, Josh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You had to convince him?
He did not know about Smiley Smile.
Well, not many people do. That's... People like don't realize that there was actually the Smiley Smile after the Good Vibrations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't realize that.
And that is the best.
Only us music geeks know that.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there you go.
Well, good work, Sean.
Way to hustle. Way to hustle.
Go, man.
Spread the wealth to the younger Santa Marias. They're even though they may be less knowledgeable, but I'll help them out.
Thank you.
Well, we did do that segment last week. Sean explained something. Mm-hmm. You want to do that again right now on the fly with records? You want
to
explain records?
There's
you don't have to.
So
you can
much
say no
to explain.
Question. Yeah.
You know, they're pretty good. They spin.
They're pretty good.
Most of them travel around at 33 revolutions per minute.
33 and a third, I thought.
Maybe. They're 11 and 7/8 inches across.
All of them?
Every one. That is the ones that are
that's the standard.
LPs. Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Did you ever get one of those little record things off the back of a cereal box?
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah. That just blew my mind when I was a kid, and you could just peel that thing off the back and stick it on your record player, and it played.
That's right.
Do you remember...
Twice or
Do you remember
three
that
times.
McDonald's promotion where they gave away records? It was like little floppy records, but they're records.
Like
they were square.
Red or, oh, the square ones?
And like if it played the song correctly, like the McDonald's theme song at the time correctly, you won like $1 million or something. I don't remember what it was.
I remember something like that.
But all of them were, like most of them were wrong, and there was a flaw in the song somewhere, or the words were wrong, or the music was wrong. And like if you got the one that was right, the music was correct.
Wow, it's all wrong. You know the grease and I got kicked out of McDonald's once for starting a grease fire.
Oh really?
Yeah, I threw a match in the cook's hair.
You were working or
never mind.
Customer?
thank you. I appreciate it. Sean laughed.
He got the joke.
There we go.
I'm a little slow. I tell you this.
It's because they don't really have a cook, so to speak.
Well, they got like what?
Preparatory people.
They have prep people, and they have people that work on this. Anyway, this is not what we want to talk about. So.
They have a factory that just cranks out everything.
A big vat.
I like to confuse them at the drive-thru and order my burger medium rare.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
They come out frozen. They just kind of give you a...
That's right. Yeah, here it goes.
I've never actually done that. I've just wanted to do that.
They just microwave it for less time.
Anyway, what were we talking? We were talking about records.
Records, cereal box, Booberry,
Square Records.
Something. They still do that kind of thing in a lot of, you know, the music magazines that talk about indie musicians. They have the little tear outs that are songs, singles, and they're paper. You know, so if you fold them, they're useless after that. So I have a bunch of them that are folded. You know,
I would love to put out a 45 just for fun.
Have you guys thought about putting out a vinyl at all?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Well, hello.
Do you have a collar?
I guess so.
Wow.
Are we going to take this or let it go to voicemail, Roger?
Is this about the Ditch Witch again?
Maybe. Oh, I forgot about the Ditch Witch. Still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
We could try to sell the Ditch Witch again. Now,
doing a vinyl release.
A vinyl release, because there's so many mediums that people are putting stuff out, you know.
Yeah.
People putting stuff out on Jump Drive. Mm-hmm. We had the Milk Stains on last week who are putting out cassettes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What
made you decide to go with CD? Yeah.
It's just sort of a standard format that people mm-hmm. have. And
we did a small pressing this time, though.
We did do smaller, and with the a lot of it being relying on digital download, and we talked about doing a vinyl pressing. We might do one of those in the future, but we're not really sure how we would want it.
A vinyl. Mm-hmm. You said you would want to do 45s.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
well, maybe.
We might do a single like the old school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be kind of fun. But
it would be fun. It would be fun. Maybe. Then you could have your vinyl release party. Mm-hmm. Just keep the ball rolling. Keep the ball
That's
rolling.
Right. We'll just have release parties until,
That's all we'll do.
The new CD
is out. And you can have
the second CD is out.
The Jump Drive release party. Wow. Well, what's going on with the phone call there?
WHN, this is Raj. Sorry about that.
We lose them?
Do call back.
Not working.
Caller.
Not working.
No phone call. Sorry, guys.
Oh, well.
We can give advice if they want to call in. We can give them advice on stuff.
What would you give? What do you guys know about as far as giving advice?
I don't think it's a problem. I can give advice on anything. I just, ask me a question.
We do know everything. Advice.
Do you have a couch that I could lay on?
Just lay on the table.
Right here is good. It's flat.
Just lay down and...
Lay on top of your Apple
So how do you feel about that?
Just the opportunity feels great. I've got some stuff on my mind. I guess it's not. Are you going to back rubs?
Well, we can. we can talk about a back rub.
We can stand on you.
We can talk about a back rub.
Yeah.
Lay
Walk
the floor
on.
And we'll stand on you.
That's good stuff. I love that.
So yeah. Sorry, Sean. We kind of got off. You were explaining records. Did you want to continue or?
You know, they're great.
They're records. Great.
That was Gabe that was trying to call in.
It was?
Gabe, yes.
Oh. Sorry, Gabe.
Gabe,
hey, buddy.
See, we got all this new equipment. We got the new microphones a couple months ago. And now we got the new computer that's all upgraded software, and most of it works. But we found out the phones aren't quite plugged in.
The rest
of the
studio is coming
up. One piece at a time.
Exactly. Small steps.
Well, Gabe, if you're listening and you want to ask a question to Vexine, go ahead, feel free to put it on our Facebook page, and we'll ask it for you. That goes for any of our listeners.
That's right.
Yeah, you could always text your father.
Yeah, you could call
or me.
Call,
text
Gabe.
Your dad.
Text me, Gabe.
Call your dad, Gabe.
Call your dad.
You are
in trouble.
During the break, Gabe, we figured out you were in five bands.
So in trouble about the boobies.
We were talking about that. Gabe's in about
see?
Five bands.
He's trying to call in. It's not working, Gabe.
As soon as you say boobies,
we just hang
he calls
up really
right
quick
up.
So we're not hearing the beeping.
I was hoping to break the boob barrier with you guys. I was going to invite y'all all over.
Wow. So anyway, I'm a girl, and. I have boobs.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
keep talking
about it. Actually, it's changed. So, five bands. Have you ever thought about being in five bands?
No. We don't have to do it for money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I don't know that I could focus on more than one project at a time.
I was in five bands when I was his age, and then my engine block on my car broke, and that ended five bands.
all five bands?
So all five
bands at one time.
All five bands depended on your engine block in your car?
It's pretty much, because I couldn't get anywhere after that for a while.
So he's busted, because he keeps trying to call in, and we've been talking about him for the last 20 minutes or so, and he's like, I want to get on the air. we just said it. You can't get on. It's like, oh.
Sorry.
Well, so he's like,
at least he tried, you know?
Yeah, honest effort.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Honest Gabe.
So,
waka waka.
So, being in the five bands back then, is that something you would ever try to take on again?
No, man, because I did a lot of work and I made very little money for it. And it wore out my car and it mm-hmm. wore out my patience. And then I found the nearest cover band that would pay me a steady wage. And I did that for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people make fun of the wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got in a wedding band when I first moved here to Richmond. Oh my goodness, that was some good money.
Yeah,
money,
I mean, I would work. My paycheck would be like I make $1,000 one week, and that'd be it for 6 weeks. And then some little money would trickle in, and it was just not steady. It drove me crazy.
And I was playing every night,
seven nights a week, and I was like, "How much you make tonight? Oh, here's $10." Oh.
Yeah,
because
you drank all of it.
Yeah, well, not always. I actually went off the hooch. And then I was, that story, I was sitting in this barbecue, I told my kids, I was sitting in a barbecue parking lot with a quarter tank of gas and $14 in change and a cookie tin. And that's when I knew I had to get a job.
Back when I was young.
Back in my day.
Well, very nice. It is time to take another break, guys. We play a tune, but we're going to be back with two more live ones from Vexine. But right now, this is Proverbial with End Is Never here on Radio Rubber Room.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Hold on a second.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Okay, so we're talking.
Keep chatting.
I like Proverbial.
We're still talking.
This song, actually, it was played both times that y'all have visited us.
Well, all right. Well,
it's
here
our
you go.
Song.
You guys ready?
Very ready.
Here it goes.
Boom.
Done. Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me. And you will love having it inside you as well.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid.
Tip number 21.1. Grow a mullet, unibrow, or rat tail.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wargo? We're a bank. You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? Now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in two lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do. Money.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla. Making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command. Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Froogle condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Froogle, condensing information so even I can understand it.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
I'm sitting on the side of the road.
She says I'm just crazy, 'cause I'm sleeping on the side of the road. And she says, ain't there some place that you could go on the avenue, on the avenue? It's been like this lately. I don't have anything to do. It's been like this lately. I don't have any place to go. Maybe I could find some place out of the cold, on the avenue, on the avenue. Oh, baby, don't you talk to me like that. Oh, baby, don't be saying things like that. Oh, baby, it's enough to break my back. So please hold me close. But I don't want anything to eat. So I says, you look hungry, but she don't want anything to eat. Maybe we could just walk side by side on the avenue. On the avenue, on the avenue.
That was On the Avenue by Vexine live here on Radio Rubber Room Nepal. That's when you write and sing in the band now, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you draw your inspiration for your writing?
Oh, I don't know. That was about all these guys you see begging on the middle lane when you drive down the road. Mm-hmm. It's about homeless people in Richmond, and about how little respect they get from people that just drive by and they abuse them and stuff.
Oh, listen to the show next week. We've got that problem solved.
I think tonight we're going to solve that problem.
Oh, we're going to solve that problem tonight?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I think we've got the problem solved.
Oh, do tell.
At least superficially.
So by the end of the show, that but song will be obsolete. Sorry.
We've got...
Fantastic. It's okay, man. My work here is done.
We're going to be drawing attention to that cause.
Very interesting.
Drawing attention to that cause. Now, you were talking earlier about, you know, being, you know, the younger musician, you know, struggling, trying to pay your bills with it. What advice do you have for some of the younger musicians out there in the city right now that are doing that very same thing? Any advice for them?
Well, I had to find the right mix of job and music in order to kind of make it work. And so, I mean, it really comes down, and this gets, I sound like a dad, I'm sorry, but it really comes down to you deciding how you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I know guys that just have no problem at all. Man, I'm going to do this my whole life, and that's all I'm going to do. And they're very happy with that lifestyle. And yet, you know, for me, it wasn't really like that. I wanted to have a family and do sort of conventional things. So, I think you really have to come to terms with that decision at some point when you're, you know, in your 20s. Mm. And but in the meantime, I mean, really, if you find the right balance of having a gig that does it for you musically, if it makes money too, that's great. I mean, you know, the wedding thing is cool, but oh my God, how many times can you play those songs?
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, that's also a hard thing.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about obviously the talent in the city right now, and then some of the other aspects that are growing and have, you know, like the recording studios that are putting out, you know, a quality product, sound engineers, great venues, fantastic venues in the city. I think the one thing that's still bubbling up is the appetite for it, for the original music. Like, because you were talking earlier about, you know, finding that cover band that pays the bills. But, you know, I'll go see some fantastic bands in the city and just, you know, wow. But there's, you know, 20 people there.
It is really hard.
Richmond is tough.
Anywhere. It's playing, bubbling up. Playing original music anywhere is really hard to do in terms of, you know, getting instant kind of feedback from people. Because when I, 25 years ago when I was a young man, and I lived in Nashville, that was a place made for the music industry and made for songwriters. But even though it was, you know, a revelation to me in the first cover band I played in, it was like, gosh, we're terrible, and these kids are falling all over themselves and throwing money at us because we're playing, you know, Creedence Clearwater songs or something like that. And it was just sort of startling to me after the previous 5 years of doing nothing but songwriter showcases and band showcases and all that stuff. And it's a very difficult way to get going, you know, and you get beat down because of you're in a peer group. But then, you know, the thing to me, and this, the importance of people doing records like this, is that, you know, you just got to do it, man.
Yeah.
You just can't let that discourage you. And that's what's so great about there being such stuff here in Richmond, like the people you're talking about, the engineers and the and the sound support and all that stuff. It used to be the barrier was no one had enough money to make their own record.
No one had enough money, and there was no opportunity.
And,
you know, I was 32 years old before I ever sang a song in my life, you know, that, you know, professionally, whatever you want to call it, you know, even with a band. But I decided one day I was going to sit down and write, and that's what people have the opportunity to do now, is that if you have the desire and you say, I think I would like to write a song, it doesn't matter how old you are or what you do for a living, I mean, you can say, okay, and you just sit down and you just put the pen to paper and you start doing it. Or if you want to learn an instrument, you pick it up and learn it. And there's opportunity now and interest, and, you know, people are starting up original stuff all the time. Like, we were talking about Chelsea Temple earlier. That's her name, right? And she's got her great little original set that she does, and we really enjoyed seeing that the other day with, I think, Josh and Gabe Santa Maria were playing with her. And then Andres... we know Andres Santa Maria. He goes out and does some, you know, solo acoustic stuff. And if you get these little pockets, little places that you can play, and people are willing to, like you said, they're more willing to listen now than they ever were before. Now that you can put your own CD out and find a recording studio that, you know, if you only have $50 in your pocket, maybe they'll help you out. You know, I mean, it just depends on the quality of the work that you want.
And like, I know, like say you take just a random night of the week, like a Wednesday night. Obviously, we put on our event Wednesday night. We're gonna have a good lineup, and always, you know, doing it, always, you know, blown away by the people who come out for one other band. Like, you know, we try to push Stick Around. It's for everybody, you know. So, and they see it, the other band on the lineup that they didn't come to see, and they're like, who is this? They're awesome. You know what I mean? And you can go on a Wednesday night, just about, I know there's always going to be a good show at the Camel. Soundstorm's usually, you know, playing a regular gig sometimes monthly at the Bogart's, bi-weekly, I believe. You know, Southern Bells or Grease Trigger, somebody good is going to be at Cary Street. You can go see, at minimum, Ballast is probably going to have something going on. Minimum 5, 6, 7 shows you can think of off the top of your head.
Right. And social media is why we know about this stuff. I mean, like, if it wasn't for that, we would never know these shows are playing around. I mean, we live in the suburbs. You don't know about all these shows that are going on because you're not looking at, you know, we used to have to go look at telephone poles and look at the flyers to see what the show was going
to
be, you know,
and
word of mouth. And now it's, you know, I'm sitting at my desk and I can tell you when.
So I guess the next step for the city growing in that is going to be getting more and more people knowing, you know, you can just walk into, say, the Camel or Care Street any given weeknight and see a amazing band. That, they're going to be playing original music and some probably solid covers, too,
right,
that you can recognize.
Well, I think it's you know, you're gaining, the city's gaining respect and musically, mm-hmm, as well. It's not a...
In the way Richmond is laid out, you've got every section of town has their own little club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's really unique. I mean, it's not like that other places, mm-hmm, where you have every neighborhood has a little strip mall with a club in it. And that's created something kind of interesting when I go to these different places because, you know, most places, all the clubs are downtown, you know.
You're talking about the suburbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all out in the suburbs, you got clubs and every, and there's stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. And it's a different vibe in each place, and it has a lot to do with people that go there.
Yeah, I heard
there,
they're doing metal shows at Frisbee's in Powhatan or something like that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's surprising stuff, you know. So
it's great. The stuff's spreading out, you know, yeah, not just downtown, like you said.
Well, very nice, guys. It is time to take another break, but we're going to be back with one more tune and more talking. So right now, enjoy Marionette with All You Need here on Radio Rubber Room.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news is that
us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook, or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page, because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoof Co. comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
It's me, Sean Austin, from Radio Rubber Room. You've seen them standing on the corner, tattered, drab garments looking like something out of Mad Max. You can't give them your change because it's precious to you, and you like shiny things. But you can help. Let's face it, you're never going to squeeze into that old prom dress again, but think of how it would look on someone suffering the affliction of the addiction to crack cocaine. Donate it to Richmond's Super Fancy Clothes for the Homeless Association, or SFCFTHA. It is our goal to provide every homeless person in Richmond in only the finest of regalia. You know you'll feel better about not giving them your money because they look so darn good. The SFPCHA is now accepting cummerbunds, monocles, genuine crystal slippers, top hats, diamond-encrusted tiaras, silk elbow gloves, ball gowns, strings of pearls, wing-tipped Italian suede shoes, emerald-headed canes, vests, 17-piece suits, and Victorian-era authentic dress sets with matching parasols. Ivory handles preferred. Please, this is Richmond. We don't want cheap hand-me-downs. We want our homeless to look good. Imagine a Richmond where you can smile and wave at a bum dressed to the hilt in the most extravagant of clothing on the sidewalk, instead of in rags and shreds of old cardboard. Virginia is for lovers, but Richmond is where the homeless people dress really, really nice. Please, donate today.
Has the love run out of your relationship? Has your lover developed rolls of back fat resembling to that of a Himalayan mountain walrus? Let's face it, time and gravity are against us. The good old days are long gone. Back in the day, I used to pull my ship up to my old lady's broadside, drop anchor, storm the deck, and make her walk the plank. Like many other men, I turned to all sorts of pharmaceuticals to help increase the spiciness in our relationship, but nothing's worked. It's a good thing Spoofco developed super sexy lingerie for the less desirable. All products are made from a single seamless onesie that will cover you and your loved one from toe to topmost neck wrinkle with a thick fleece-like material. Products come in designs like College Babe Car Wash and Venice Beach Muscle Man for the ladies. Things have never been this good. Things have never been as good as they are now thanks to this product. Spoofco's super sexy lingerie for the less desirable guarantees that your lover will appear more attractive with new face masking hood and fat roll containing straps. If odors are concerned, just squeeze the essence release balls and the room fills with the smell of a gentle sea breeze. All products are liquid resistant and dishwasher safe. Spoofco's super sexy lingerie for the less desirable. If you think it's for you, then it's definitely for you. New from Spoofco comes Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room.
This awesomely audacious atrocity was made from only the finest of synthetically processed organic material, created by a coalition of collaborating cohorts, majestically modern musical maestros who are making mockery. Delicately designed from the dingleberries of wizards. 9 out of 10 people who they surveyed who had never heard of Radio Rubber Room said,
"What's that?"
The other one said,
"Guess eso."
Radio Rubber Room, risen from the ashes of the gods. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Now made with 100% more radio.
You had plenty of money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Why don't you get out of here and get me some money too? Now you're standing there wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no don't you get out of here and get me some money too.
That was Why Don't You Do Right by Vexine Live here on Radio Rubber Room.
There was that cool chord on the end again. You like that one.
Just for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's why he winked at you when
I can't tell. You guys are in the dark over there. I can hardly see you.
That does that too.
Do you want us to turn the light on?
Too late now.
It's never too late.
It's okay.
It's better late than never.
I might see our retinas.
It's like I always say, better late than never and safety third.
Safety third.
Safety third. Very nice. So, all right, obviously, big stuff, album out,
yeah.
CD release coming up, going on the news and stuff,
yeah.
big things. Mm-hmm. What next? Yeah.
We've already started writing the second.
Started writing the second one.
Yeah, we got on half the material for a follow-up already.
We're ready.
Written.
It's like you get addicted to it, you know?
Yeah. You do, and you just want to do the next one, and...
I can do it better. I can do that better.
Well, and then there's just
so much stuff coming out.
Yeah,
you know?
and the music's going to be a little bit different, mm-hmm. and it's already sounding different. And
yeah,
we're already recording it.
No, we're rehearsing.
Yeah, and it's amazing how we've as a band really been together since in this incarnation since March, and the way our sound has developed just in less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And our style is morphing as we go along. I mean, it's really interesting to watch how the original material is shifting into a different
mm-hmm.
pasture, so to speak.
Any like description for how it's changing, or
I think we're actually not going to be quite as I don't know.
I'm
Sexy?
I don't know. No, it's still going to be sexy.
See? You got to keep the sexy.
We can't keep anything.
But you're bringing in the oboe, aren't you?
Yeah, we're bringing in the oboe. Right. Yeah. Little Peter and the Wolf action.
Sexy oboe.
Yeah.
And you guys did mention, you know, other instruments on the recordings. You ever thought about bringing in, say, another instrument like keys or anything for live shows? Or
We did
a little bit. And
Sham? Maybe the Sham?
Yeah.
Wow, you know what that is. I see. I love you guys.
Because we're elder.
Do the double take on that one. We did a couple of shows with Nick Birkin live. And
he was great. He was
and
great.
He is a terrific keyboard player. But we really feel like we gel as a four-piece in performance. And so we use the keyboards really to pad out the sound, add a little bit of texture.
Nice embellishment.
Yeah,
it doesn't go on everything that we do.
Exactly.
So it makes it difficult to have a full-time employee, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just he was standing there a lot. He was like, hey, Nick, how you doing? It's like, I'm not doing anything.
Nick, I know you're a keyboard player, but how do you feel about the tambourine?
Mm-hmm. I know. So we felt kind of, you know, it was a little awkward. And we did.
I feel like he'd have no problem just going having a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have a drink.
Yeah. I know. But it just seemed like a waste of his time. And so, you know, we decided to stick to the four-piece for that.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And he does a fabulous job on the record. And Julius Pittman, oh, my God.
Yeah, if you've never seen Julius Pittman live, have you ever seen him?
It's possible.
He's
the guy's old school, man. I mean,
like a bunch of session musicians, soul, and this guy is.
Who's
just,
he play with a lot that I maybe would have seen?
Julius Pittman in the Revival.
Yeah. I have not that I know of.
Yeah, well, if you ever get to see a show, everybody goes and they dance, and that's what it is. It's like they get a dancing crowd, and it's really cool. But he's phenomenal.
We're proud to have him on the record. Big, fat Leslie Organ sound. It's just amazing.
And I don't play kazoo on this record, do I?
No kazoo?
Next record I will.
Yeah, kazoo, that's your instrument.
I can't wait already.
I'm a kazoozophonist.
Kazoozophone.
I'm a kazoozophonist.
She does the harmonica too in a couple songs.
Yeah, but Paul played it on the record.
I know, it just kind of happened that way.
God.
But on this one, you'll be doing that more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So have you thought of bringing on a full-time whistler? Like on every song, just constantly.
Well, Dock of the Bay type thing. You
just
know?
Constant, like
just
one
like
tone.
Cowbell.
Throughout the whole set.
How about Whistler with a cowbell? Like,
Mike brought him back. Tell him about the whistle you brought the other day.
You mean the whistle that I bought for Paul and have regretted it ever since?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's out in the car.
That can happen when you buy people whistles sometimes.
I should have known.
Yes,
that.
Sean.
It's
yes,
not really a whistle.
Yeah? Yes, Sean.
Yes. No.
Hi.
No.
Yes, Sean.
Hello? Test. Yes?
You're.
We can hear you. You're light. I'm not sure what you did. You did something.
I existed near it.
You existed near it?
Mm-hmm. So. Your body's magnetic field.
Did I just miss the, y'all talking? We're talking about
what
the
big ones called, like the flaming lips used.
Theremins,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what were you saying, Sean? I'm sorry.
You were having a little chat about the different instruments on the album.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was you were including the extremely loud kazoo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the excessively loud kazoo. Yeah, but it's not on this record. It's going to be on the next one.
No. So
it's part of our live show.
What's the time frame for that one? Are you looking that far ahead? Do you have a kind of a goal in mind for it?
At least 9 months, like a baby. It's got to.
Like a baby.
Yeah. It's probably.
Gotcha.
We're not making any promises.
No
we're
promises.
Still writing it, but it's already happening, and it's kind of cool.
You heard it here first. Vaccine's next album, they promise, will be out in 9 months.
By the way, you can hear a recorded performance of the excessively loud kazoo
really?
On our website.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The Grinch
we did the
on
Grinch
Light 98.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And it's out on our website.
Video
it's actually
or?
Up on
audio.
No, it's audio. We
it's audio.
We played some Christmas tunes
go
on
ahead,
Light 98.
Go ahead and tell them the site one more time.
Vaccine.com or ReverbNation/Vaccine. You can actually download copies of those performances.
Playing the kazoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they will play all year round, not just.
That's right.
That's right.
Imagine having the Grinch play on your iPhone every day.
As a ringtone.
Well, I don't
As
have
a ringtone.
An iPhone, so thanks for rubbing that in my face.
Sorry, buddy.
But
I don't have one either. You're not alone.
So here I got. Aww. I rubbed my droid in my face.
I have an iPhone, but it's an iPhone 1.
iPhone 1.
Is it the one with the crank on the side of it?
Yeah.
It's got the monkey attached to it.
It's got like a 6-hour battery life.
Yeah.
That's
got the
so
8
bad.
Gig that holds 14 pictures. That's it.
Mine's the 16 megabyte.
Aww.
The 16 meg.
Megabyte, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is awesome.
They were so slamming. You could
get
MG.
You could get
a couple of tunes on there.
Yeah.
I could download like 7 or 8 apps.
Wow. And mine quit after about 10. Not good.
And so already working on the new album. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think, maybe overall, what's next for the Richmond music scene? Where do you think it's headed this year? Do you think it's going to be the year it breaks?
God, let's hope
like
so.
Like some people are saying.
I think it's going to depend on people putting out stuff like they're doing. And
supporting.
And everybody really getting into supporting it. That's one of the elements of a good scene is you got 500 or 600 people that consistently go out and see bands.
Mm-hmm.
That are willing to go see different types of music, too, not just stick to one genre. And
well, luckily we got 5 or 6 people now.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I mean, there in Richmond, there's about, I guess, somewhere roughly around 30,000 people between 25 and 35, that prime going out age. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could get it up to more, maybe like 3,000 regularly.
That would be great.
Let's do that. Let's make that the goal for the year, collectively.
Okay. Yeah. How can we do that?
I don't know.
Let's start a cause. Let's start a whisper campaign.
We just got to catch a little bit of dirt on every single Richmonder.
That's what? Right. If you're not there, we'll tell them about
you're going to blackmail everybody?
Your head lice problem.
Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem with it.
I've got a suggestion for you. I think one of the challenges that we have to send out is really not so much to the audiences, but to the bands. Mm-hmm. I think if you become more creative in what you're willing to do mm-hmm. on stage, you know, even how you're...
Where's this going,
guys,
right?
If you guys were sucking...
No.
Is it all body butter?
not just on stage, but you know, how do you draw a crowd in? Mm-hmm. How do you get them in? You know, mm-hmm. you have to be creative to get, you know, butts in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the challenge for bands to think of ways to get their fans back out, you know, whether it's, hey, you know, you come 2-for-1 CD mm-hmm. or, you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. it generates some flow. You can't completely put it on the audience to get it done.
Do you think that, a goodie bag is something that they would appreciate?
Party favors?
Why not?
Because if there was like a kid in my third grade class, he's like, I'm having a birthday party. I'm like, that kid's a nerd. There's goodie bags. I'm like, I am there.
little packets of nerds and dum-dums.
And a few tortilla chips.
One of those like planes that you can build out of the cardboard.
Soiled BevNaps and...
You know, bring an industrial-sized can of chili and some... A bunch of bags of Frito
pie,
party,
and then ladle it out in paper bags.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds
just
like
just open
plan.
Up the Frito bags and ladle it in. And you're good.
Let's have a Frito pie.
This plan is getting more and more expensive as we go.
Everybody gets a free drum kit. Everyone that shows up.
Everyone.
All right, guys. Hey, we are out of time, but we've enjoyed it, guys. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Go see them on the 25th at Tobacco Company for their CD release party. Grab a copy of this finely beautiful-looking thing, finely polished, beautiful-looking thing. All right, guys. We are out. We'll see you next week. Tip your bartenders and your servers excessively. But right now, this is the Shack Band with Picture Yourself. Boom.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some marijuana?
No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.